Here's Check On Stories. We're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's forecast calls for more welcome rain today. Periods of rain, some locally heavy, mid-60s. Periods of rain tonight, 55 to 60. Rain or drizzle tomorrow in the mid-60s. Thursday, partly cloudy, lower 80s. And Friday, sunny, lower 80s. We'll check the details in the forecast in just a few moments. Stories we're following for you. State police in Connecticut are asking motorists to slow down. The number of traffic fatalities continues to rise in the state. No fatalities were recorded by early Monday at the summer's last holiday weekend, Drudder closed, with a total of 241 deaths recorded by the Connecticut Crash Data Repository on August 23rd, is on course to be another record grim statistic. Speed and wrong-way driving are noted as contributing factors. In 2019, there were 251 fatalities, 295 in 2020, 308 in 2021, and 195 were recorded by August 23rd of this year. Troopers over the holiday weekend issued 300 speeding tickets from noon Friday until early Monday, investigated 275 crashes. Two of those collisions in Trumbull and New Britain involved serious injuries. There were 27 drunken driver arrests, including 12 related to crashes. New York schools are seeking a new normal, and they're set to reopen with excitement with plenty of new programs. Beacon and Dover reopened their doors today, with most of the rest of Dutchess districts following on Wednesday. Many district leaders are looking forward to implementing new programs in the hopes of aiding students following their tumultuous years marked by COVID-induced closures, precautionary safety measures, extracurricular cancellations, and staffing shortages that force some districts to reduce services. New York announced in late August the main COVID protocols that were in effect for most of last year will not be required to start the school year, consistent with federal recommendations. Among the mandates, zapped, masks, distancing between people, contact tracing, various types of COVID testing, and reporting COVID cases to the state. People who test positive for COVID-19 are still required to isolate for 5 days and then wear a mask in school for another 5 days. In Sharon, Democratic Congresswoman Yehanna Hayes reportedly is a prime target by the National Republicans to be unseated in November. She told an audience of Democrats about what she and the party have delivered. Speaking at a home in Sharon, Hayes, who represents the 5th District, noted, among others, the American Rescue Plan, calling it a landmark piece of legislation. She also spoke about the COVID-19 pandemic getting under control, with data showing that good choices were made in Connecticut being the second safest state for school children during its peak. Well, the Goshen Fair is over and Lime Rock's big weekend is over. Some late rain came in on Saturday and then some late rain on Sunday, but all in all, both were extremely successful this year. In Great Barrington, Christian Hill Road from Christian Hill Commons to Welcome Street will be closed to through traffic starting today for approximately 12 to 14 weeks while the culvert across that road is being replaced, according to a news release from the town of Great Barrington. However, residential access in the closed portion of the road will be maintained throughout the project. For more information, contact the town's Department of Public Works at 413-528-0867, extension 1. Taking a look at some of the meetings coming up in our area today. In Sharon, the Board of Finance at 5:30 in Salisbury. This morning, a special meeting of the Salisbury P&Z at 9. Falls Village Board of Education at Kellogg School tonight at 7 p.m. In Cornwall at 7 p.m. The Inland Wetlands and Watercourse Commission meeting, that is via Zoom. And also tonight at 7:30 in Cornwall, Board of Selectmen meeting is via Zoom. In Kent, the Architectural Review Board regular meeting is at 5:30. Also tonight, the Park and Recreation regular meeting is at 7 p.m. In Sheffield, the Select Board has their meeting on the second floor meeting room at Town Hall. That is tonight beginning at 7 p.m. Taking a look at our stock market report underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, where they feature a daily dinner special, also nightly specials, and also a tapas menu. Interlakeninn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 31,318.44. The NASDAQ, 11,630.86. And the S&P 500 at 3924.26. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.